The top five at five on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Ooh. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show. Let's go.
Wow, that music's very loud.
I was going to say, Mr. Duffy, who just did that promo there, could teach Lovey about a little voice inflection.
All right, then. Checking in now.
Number five.
It's too loud in here. All right, Nancy Reagan, the widow of Ronald Reagan, passionately devoted keeper of his flame. It was announced that she died over the weekend. It was announced yesterday in her Bel Air, California home. She was born July 6, 1921 in New York City as Anne Frances Robbins. Her father was Kenneth Seymour Robbins, a used car salesman. Her mom, Edith Luckett, was an actress. She became known as Nancy Davis when her mom married Chicago physician Loyal Davis.
Neurosurgeon, physician
and neurosurgeon, who adopted her. She went to the Latin School of Chicago.
She grew up here, worked at Marshall Fields at one point in her life.
Yep. She also, I should say, my alma mater. Go Romans. He should actually become the... Now, that would be more exciting. We were also blue and orange, by the way. Love
Oh,
yeah.
He tends to like that.
Yeah.
Could happen.
Our colors were blue and orange after the University of Illinois as well. That's as exciting a story as me becoming head coach of Illinois. Anyway, back to Nancy
Reagan.
Yeah,
back to Nancy.
Yes. She majored in drama, by the way, at Smith College. Now, during an appearance on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, he asked her about the importance of the Secret Service.
Let me ask you, you're now back in as a private citizen, and yet, as all former presidents or first ladies have Secret Service protection that travel with you all the time, does that get a little intrusive on your private life when you want to do something, to have all the people around all the time?
No, but then, you know, Johnny, I'm sure that I look at Secret Service differently than most people.
Yes.
I mean, if it weren't for the Secret Service, I wouldn't have a husband.
True.
It saved his life. And so I look at them differently. I'm very glad to have them.
It's a very important point.
Yeah. She actually talked openly then in this interview and other times about not wanting Ronald Reagan to run for a second term.
If it's constitutionally, there was an amendment where a president could run for three terms, would you have wanted to see the president run again and have another 4 years center stage?
I don't think I probably would have. I know there were things that he still wanted to do. I didn't want him really to run for the second term, but I was wrong, because look what happened in the second term. The whole relationship between Russia and our country, Gorbachev and Ronnie, and what it opened up. Look what's happening now. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
She seemed to support him in every possible way, and there seemed to be true love there. You
know,
and such class and dignity and elegance, and I'm sure Melania will be the same way. Because you're worried about that.
Well, they were inseparable. I mean, she was almost everywhere with him. And there were, there were some wacky moments to the whole thing, too. But she was very, very, after the assassination attempt, I mean, it changed her. It changed how she looked at him. And his health never fully was the same after that either. He was very vital in the early 1980s. And then he was shot, very early on in his presidency, and he came back and he seemed to have, been able to fight that off. But he was an older president, right? So as he was getting older, as he was moving through his 70s, that's a decade where, people do start to age fairly rapidly.
Absolutely.
But the effects of that seem to take their toll. And obviously he was also starting to feel the effects of what eventually was going to be a diagnosed case of Alzheimer's. So, but she was always by his side, man. I mean, you could see the love in her eyes there.
Absolutely could.
All right, checking in at
number four.
There you go. Hey, Marco Rubio. Remember when Arnold Schwarzenegger said he'd endorse you first?
I lied.
Well, Governor Schwarzenegger has weighed in on the 2016 race, and he's going with Kasich.
Oh.
And he went on Snapchat to do it. That's something. What is he, a Kardashian? What is, why is he going on Snapchat?
Bill Clinton's on Snapchat.
I'll bet you I am. Mm-hmm. I am also on Tinder.
Wherever the voters are, Ro, it's all about the voters.
Swap right, swap right, swap right, swap left. Anyway, he did it on Snapchat and joined the candidate at a rally in Columbus, Ohio.
I was successful in bodybuilding, in show business. I became governor of the great state of California. I made a lot of money, all because of America. This is the land of opportunity. It is the greatest nation in the world, no matter what anyone says out there. And we need John Kasich to now take charge and be at the White House. And this is why I endorse John Kasich, our great governor.
We also need to get him to the chopper.
Does he even have a statistical chance, Kasich?
No.
Making it? I mean, this is kind of an odd time to jump on board.
Well, because they need him. I mean, everybody's looking right now to stop Trump. That's all that counts. It's really about a stop Trump thing. So if Trump wins in Ohio or Florida, this thing is over.
Mm-hmm.
O-V-E-R. Wait, there's more.
When he then went to Washington, he kicked some serious butt. He was an action hero when he went to Washington. As the chairman of the House Budget Committee, he pushed through the first...
The first what? Did he lose his train of thought?
He went to Lovie Smith on us. When he went to Washington, We're going to wait for... Something happened. Our system just went down.
But he called him an action hero.
Yes, he's an action hero.
John Kasich, action hero.
Right, only time that he's ever been called that. Oh, man. I don't know. I've got so much stress about this. Trust.
Be sure to check out the CB app or hit up Facebook and tell Chicago's Best TV where you like to eat. Watch Chicago's Best Sundays at 10 p.m. on WGN-TV. Your pick could be Chicago's Best.
All right, here we go. Continue on the top five at five, checking in at...
Number three.
Former President Bill Clinton was in Charlotte, North Carolina, urging voters to do what he did years ago. Oh, no. Can we play this?
What kind of audio is this, Brian?
Oh, it was to pick Hillary Clinton. The former president opened up to the crowds at the Johnson C. Smith University about his own marriage proposal.
I just blurted out. I said, I want you to marry me, but you really shouldn't do it. And she said, that's not a very good way to make a sale. She said, what are you talking about? I said, I've been all over this country. I've met everybody in our generation that's working on these issues. You were the best. You were the best I ever saw at getting people to actually do something.
He's stumping really hard for her. I mean, he'll be here in Evanston on tomorrow. And he's, you know, he's there giving these speeches. He's doing a lot of hard work for her, which is great.
Don't you think I sort of owe it to her? I mean, seriously. Seriously.
But, I mean, Bernie Sanders won three states this weekend. Maybe that was surprising, even if they're saying that Clinton is, it's almost inevitable at this point. He won Kansas, Nebraska, and Maine, and she won the larger prize, Louisiana.
Yeah, I mean, it's a contest.
It is still a contest.
People do not love her, and that is going to be a problem for her, if she faces Donald Trump or Ted Cruz, or in a brokered situation, a Rubio or a Kasich. You know, there's still people hoping to put Rubio and Kasich together on a ticket and sell that at the convention, because people don't like Cruz, and no one in Washington seems to think that Trump's a good idea, especially the political types. Did you see the story today about all of the diplomats who are having to like scurry around and explain to the countries that they're in as ambassadors? That no.
Don't worry about this.
No, it's fine. No,
it's not going to happen, right?
No, we're
right?
kidding about this. Oh, seriously.
Number two.
Today is the 5-year anniversary of Charlie Sheen's firing from Two and a Half Men. Wow, remember this? Remember 2011, early March of 2011, he went on those crazy rants and coined a catchphrase for the ages.
Just have a different constitution. I have a different brain. I have a different heart. I have a different, you know, I get tiger blood, man. What you've thought about the goddesses, come on, they're an international sensation. These are my girlfriends. These are the women that I love that have completed the three parts of my heart.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. And that, I mean, there's a lot more where that came from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, he crashed and burned. I mean, there's still hope. There's, you know, and everybody thought, oh, he's the greatest. He was selling out arenas.
Yeah, apparently he's in a new drama, 9/11, with Whoopi Goldberg. So he's getting parts, apparently.
Yep.
Building it back.
All right, and finally.
Number one.
Saturday Night Live continued its decades-long tradition of lambasting politicians, parodying Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, Ted Cruz, Mitt Romney, and CNN's Jake Tapper all at one time.
I mean, everyone loves me. Racist, ugly racist, people who didn't even know they were racist. I even got this fat piece of crap behind me now. Isn't that right, Chris?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Please, sir, may I have another?
I mean, he really is a sad, desperate little potato back there, aren't you, Chris?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Please, sir, may I have another?
No. Go get on a plane. Go home.
Okay, you got it.
Also, P.S. America, I have a great, big, huge...
God. All the classy moments from the campaign wrapped into one.
I mean, it's, you know, you stop and you think, no, come on. And I'm watching and I'm like, you know, that all happened.
Right. It's not even artistic license.
And no.
This is just, yeah, it's parody, but it's almost, it's exactly retelling what happened.
All right. It was very, if you get on the Hulu and you want to watch Saturday Night Live, you missed it this weekend. It was particularly good, I thought.
Was.
And there was a very good parody ad for Trump as
there
well.
Was.
But that's it. I mean, again, the people that get mad at me when I say stuff like this.
The top five at five.